But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today I'm actually going to break a promise that I made to myself, which was to not cover Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks for a while on this channel, because we've hit that note a few too many times as of late. But the fact of the matter is, she recently put out a tweet referencing a specific crime in the city of Chicago. This tweet was wildly misinterpreted by people both on the left and embarrassingly by people on the right. And if I put her in the thumbnail, if I draw attention to this situation, because the victim's family has a GoFundMe, we might actually inadvertently do some good, or advertently do some good, by drawing attention to the victim that she wanted to highlight, because the story is pretty tragic. So we're going to do that. But before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th, I will be at Mindsfest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
That whole, like, the terrible, whole response to it, left, right, it didn't matter, fucking disgusted me. Fucking disgusted me beyond words. And honestly, has put me in a mindset this week that's really hard to come out of. Because at the end of the day, you have two sides who are so fucking obsessed with their own little political tribe. Your tribe, okay? So obsessed with the tribe that they don't give a shit about the victims. They don't give a shit about that 9-year-old girl who lost her life.
So the way this whole thing started is that Anna put out the following tweet. It read, 8 people were killed and 41 injured in shootings over the weekend in Chicago. It's not even a blip on anyone's radar, except the families who lost their loved ones, of course. 3 kids were shot in one of these shootings, a 9-year-old girl died, the other 2 in critical condition. Now, like I said in the open when Anna tweeted this, immediately people seized upon it in order to push their own preferred political objective, and they all seemed to do the very thing that she was criticizing, which was not actually highlighting the victims, not actually highlighting what happened in this specific case. Instead, you had people on the left trying to condemn Anna for taking the right-wing pill on black on black crime and pushing their racist narrative and just targeting black people because she's such a white Karen. What a horrible person. As if highlighting black on black crime, which by its very nature involves black victims, is somehow more racist than ignoring it, pretending it's not a problem, and just passively accepting that X amount of additional black people are going to be killed each and every year because you don't want to address the problem. But on the flip side of that, you had people on the right praising Anna for calling out black on black crime and then trying to get her to go even further and condemn black people by name, by race, call them out for the crime that they committed. But the problem is, this had nothing to do with black on black crime. The victim that Anna was highlighting was a 9-year-old girl called Ariana Molina, and that Molina is a Latino last name because this was a Latino-involved shooting. And the reason that Anna covered this, because like some of the cases that I've covered as of late, i.e. Jaden Perkins, she felt an emotional attachment to the situation.
Man, 2 stories today, this week in the news that like I was not able to compose myself to cover. One of them I actually ended up airing, which was the story out of Gaza today. And then the other one, I never even, we produced the story, I was gonna present it. And then when I tweeted about it, I got such an insane reaction that I think I totally pussed out and we didn't cover it at all.
Now I'm gonna circle back to Anna in a little bit, but the fact of the matter is, Ariana Molina deserves some of our attention because this is what is being ignored by the mainstream media, with their selection bias outside of course, the local media.
Developing tonight, a Chicago community grieves together. People gathered in the back of the Yards neighborhood showing support after this weekend's mass shooting. 9-year-old Ariana Molina was shot and killed while playing outside. 10 others were hurt.
So this is the story that Anna was talking about. And if anybody actually bothered to run down the claims instead of being lazy and trying to use this tweet in order to push their agenda in order to fight their battle in the culture war, they would have actually learned about a mass shooting that of course didn't get any attention because it was a Latino involved mass shooting. But you know, Chicago, so let's just make the assumption that it's black on black crime. But honestly, again, we'll talk about that later. Let's get into what happened here.
A Spanish hymn fills the air in the back of the Yards neighborhood. as more than 100 gather in the same spot, Ariana Molina's life came to a tragic end.
We're here to remember the great memories that we spent with this beautiful young girl.
A young girl whose murder is drawing the community closer than ever before. While the pain is unbearable, her godfather explains the purpose of Monday night's gathering.
Is to make sure that it doesn't happen again to anybody's children.
Now, as you can see, this obviously deeply impacted the Latino community. And by the way, there were some Black activists that also came out in support of this particular family, calling for an end to the violence. You know, a lot of people say that in these neighborhoods, people don't speak out about this, but a lot of times they do. It just doesn't get the national coverage that a situation involving a white shooter or a cop shooter would get if they were to kill one individual. But in this particular case, so at 9:18 p.m. Saturday, officers responded to a ShotSpotter alert in the 2000 block of West 52nd Street and found 11 people shot, including 4 young children. Police said Ariana Molina, age 9, was fatally shot in her head. Ariana and her family had been celebrating a relative's confirmation outside a family home when the shooting occurred. Family members told the block club 2 children, ages 1 and 8, were critically wounded, and another 9-year-old suffered a graze wound. The other 10 victims are relatives, including both of Ariana's parents, Antonio Molina said. Her mother is still hospitalized, according to the GoFundMe. Ariana had 4 siblings aged 3 to 16, according to the Post. So what happened here in terms of this particular situation? Well, according to all the reporting so far, the Molina family, not gang affiliated at all. But of course, this was a gang shooting where they likely misidentified this family, misidentified this group of people who, again, were hanging out, having a religious celebration at 9 o'clock at night, not that late, when these gang members opened fire, and they wounded almost all people within the same family who were trying to celebrate this event, killing this 9-year-old girl. And by the way, the reason that Anna Kasparian connected with this particular story is because she has a niece in and around this age that she cares about dearly.
I think that having nieces, especially the fact that I have a niece that's literally 6 years old, is... Man, 2 stories today, this week in the news that like I was not able to compose myself to cover.
So what actually happened here was that Anna made a connection with a victim and connected that victim to her niece, who, by the way, would be Armenian because Anna's brother is also Armenian, beyond racial lines. Like this is what occurred here. And people immediately tried to make it about race, even though there was no races present in the actual tweet.
Saturday night, as Ariana was outside her home with her entire family, someone opened fire on the crowd. When the bullet stopped, the 9-year-old was dead, and 10 others, including her mother, were all bleeding, shot. CPD said the shooters are affiliated with the gang. Yet this family is making it clear they have no idea why they were targeted.
My family was enjoying a religious event, and we're not gang affiliated. So it breaks my heart to see comments like that. To say that we deserve this.
Look, I know part of this story is about the bad reaction, the negative comments, people immediately trying to project what they have inside onto Anna's tweet. But this is an even more egregious example of that. Here you have a member of the family saying, people are commenting and telling us our family deserved this because we must have been in a gang. When, by the way, to be clear, as of right now, there is no evidence of that at this very moment. There is no evidence of gang affiliation. And even if there was, the idea that Ariana Molina deserved to be killed, deserved to be shot, along with these other children, the 1-year-old deserved to be shot, is absurd in every possible way and absolutely disgusting. Again, this is as disgusting as the left wing when they try to blame the systemic systems, the structures, or say that it's all the fault of poverty. Everyone and everything in our society, for some ungodly reason, wants to blame everyone except for the person who pulled the trigger, except for the person who wanted to kill somebody that they might have thought was a rival gang member and was willing to strike children with those bullets in the process and ultimately ended up doing so and ultimately led to the death of Ariana Molina. For some reason, that person is allowed to escape all consequences. For some reason, people can't point the finger at that individual. Instead, they gotta blame the family because maybe they were too close to a gang member. For some reason, they gotta blame society. For some reason, we gotta blame the systemic systems. And by the way, while we're talking about actual policy, which is one of the reasons why I tend to cover crime stuff, you know what ended up leading to the speedy response from police and ambulances, the ShotSpotter system, the very same ShotSpotter system that Brendan Johnson wants to get rid of because he thinks ShotSpotter is evil white racism. Oh my God, it directs people to these black and Latino neighborhoods when people actually fire guns.
The family is determined to find whoever pulled the trigger.
So please help us get justice.
But it's harder to grieve Ariana's death when 10 other family members are injured from this mass shooting. As candles are lit, many are family, but total strangers felt compelled to wrap their arms around this family too.
I feel their hurt, I feel their pain, and I mean, we should do something about it.
What you see here was put together by the community, the same people who hours earlier marched in the streets with this family. The tears are mixed for pain and for the support.
They knew that we needed community with us. It's beautiful to see, but I'm also frustrated at why we have to even be here in the first place.
You know, a lot of people will say often on their platforms, where are these people? Where are they when the violence that occurs way more often in their particular areas actually happens? Well, they're right here, and while that call out is definitely justified for political organizations like Black Lives Matter and other groups that only care when there's a white person involved and they can gain some political capital off of it, the fact of the matter is, when this does happen, when the communities do come together, when they try to rally for change, a lot of people just ignore it. And again, that's on the left and on the right. It's not just the mainstream media, but a lot of people in the alternative media won't highlight this. And by the way, you can tell how under-resourced they are by what is being offered for the capture of this individual. It's a $2,000 reward.
Right now, Chicago police do not have anyone in custody. The family hopes that this $2,000 reward, which is organized by community organizations, will bring in the key tip in this case.
That's what this family could scrub together in order to put up for their 9-year-old girl, for Ariana Molina. That's what these organizations that actually care about the everyday violence in Chicago could put together. And that is just not good enough. We need to support these people so that they can find justice. Nobody's going to turn on whatever gangbanger ended up shooting this girl and wounded 10 members of this family for $2,000. It's just not going to happen. And this is why I want to highlight that the family does have a GoFundMe for Ariana Molina in order to cover the costs and expenses for the family, because again, 10 members are wounded, that they have the funeral expenses for this little girl, because if these organizations that we're always criticizing aren't helping, then people like us actually have to kick in. We have to contribute. We have to step up because it's desperately needed.
And I'll add one more thing. If you're going to donate, especially if you're going to do so anonymously, instead, donate under Anna Kasparian's name. I'm going to do so to put her name at the top spot because I wouldn't know about this story if not for her. And if you're going to do it anonymous anyway, you might as well sign her name, because if you're hearing it from me, you probably wouldn't know it if not from her through the transitive property. And I believe she would appreciate the gesture. Just an idea. You do what you want. Thank you anybody who contributes under any name or anonymously.
Now look, I know I've said this a lot on this particular channel, but I do want to add, I agree with Anna in this point she made right here.
Reaction from the left to that tweet. By the way, the people who reacted to that tweet by accusing me of being racist for going along with the black on black crime narrative, you know, out of Chicago. First of all, fuck you. If anyone bought into that or had that feeling, they made an assumption about the races involved, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't tweet anything about race. Anything about race. The three kids who were shot were Latino, so the whole black on black violence narrative kind of doesn't fit with that story, right?
Yeah, I don't. Twitter is, it's the, you know why I didn't see your tweet?
These people are
disgusting. I didn't go on Twitter.
The people on the left who made tweets like that in response to me, you're fucking racist, okay? You're a piece of racist person for making the assumption that everyone involved was black. You're just as racist as the far right wingers who responded to that tweet with similarly disgusting tweets.
Yes, 100%. Every single person, left, right, center, doesn't matter, that assumed that this was a tweet about black crime, whether you thought it was based of Anna to talk about it, or whether you thought she was being an evil white racist Karen, is actually the racists. They're actually the people who predisposed that anything related to Chicago had to do with black people, and the issue that she was trying to highlight was race. As she stated throughout the course of this bonus episode segment, I call it the postgame because I'm an old school TYT viewer, this was a personal connection for her. She has a niece in and around the same age. She felt for this person who was not the same race or ethnicity as her niece and is Armenian. Her brother's child would also be Armenian because it was around the same age as her niece. But every single person who was talking about black on black crime, every single so-called journalistic outlet who was like, Anna is getting red-pilled on black crime, didn't do the basic research. They did the very thing that she was criticizing, which was ignoring the victim because it didn't fit your political narrative, ignoring the event because it didn't align with what you wanted to believe. And she has a lot of harsh criticisms for the left, although she does have some for the right. But I will say they go double for the right, because if you're the people that are saying that you should be focused on facts, you should be focused on accuracy, you want to tell the truth when it's difficult, then maybe when Anna gives you everything you need to find out what this case was about with a simple Google search, you should actually be capable of doing that. But instead, like I say all the time on this channel, people are just too lazy. Something sounds too good to fact check, you just roll with it, push it for your narrative, and that's what people did. And who gets lost in this particular issue? Who gets lost when people are arguing about whether or not Anna Kasparian is an evil white racist? Ariana Molina, the 10 members of her family who were celebrating a communion that ended up getting wounded in this situation, the 1-year-old and the 8-year-old that are in critical condition that maybe won't make it, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, 1-year-olds don't do well with gunshot wounds. The family who could only muster up $2,000 in order to find justice against a gangbanger. And the GoFundMe that most people don't even mention, they don't even highlight. So that will be linked in the description for you to check it out. And honestly, thank you to Anna for highlighting this particular story, piquing my interest, because I wouldn't have found out about this because not a lot of people were covering it. Not a lot of people were talking about it because it didn't fit the narrative. And yes, that includes the right and the left-wing narrative. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, then show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on my social medias. Support the family. Their link is in the description. This is me talking about Anna trying to highlight a tragic case out of Chicago. Till next time.